On the near the, I guess the third wide line of your gimel base, not hasam megillah and nikkres b'chadash of shneimus arba shloshes arba arvas arba chamisha sar lo pachas bo yom ser. Amalei shlakish the Yochanan already doesn't start off talking about yivamis, but they kederach the shas always brings sugyas that bring up the mishnah that we're up to in the continuation of the discussion. Amalei shlakish the Yochanan ikri kan losus goldidu losasu agudas agudas. How can you have them doing different things? Or says no, Hylos go to by the goofy, the Rachel Sasukubur al Mace, right? The Pashup Shah, we all know Los go to use the Ish Daraisa to make to cut yourself for a mace. So in King, Lame Carlos go to do, right? Sigo to do would mean to cut yourself. What is Cisco to do? Cisco to do means to make yourself into a gudos, to make yourself into something. So therefore that's a remez for Los go to, which most people assume is an Isra Daraisa. It's a bit of a discussion, the Prichadash and the Mayim Chayim, which is found in the back of the Frankel in what's called the, before the second Rav Teach, is like the Chovetz something. Anyway, you can find it there, the Mayim Chayim, the Prichadash. He's the Daik, but it's just an Asmachta, the Alman, this whole thing is a Derech Asmachta, but most people assume it's a real Isra Daraisa.
This is a bit of machlokas. What it means, ve'ema kule l'hachu da'asa. The pasuk shadim mar is what is ve'ema kule l'hachu da'asa. What are they saying? For it's only for agudas agudas, right? Meaning, if it had said losis go to do, that would have been lashon of cutting yourself. If it says losis go to do, it means to make yourself into groups. So maybe it's only for groups, and there's no issue to cut yourself for a mace. So the answer is, in Cain, let me call lo sagudu. God, gududu, gudenu. Sagudu means to have different bands going from one place to another, to separate into different troops. My lo sagudu, shma mina atarti. Okay, the pashup shot is that the Pashup Shah in this line of the Gemara is that we're learning, we had a Havmina, maybe it only means Chabura, maybe it only means Agudas Agudas. The answer is, because it has a double tuff, that proves that it's for the Agudas Agudas. Because it has the double Dalid, that proves that it's for cutting yourself. And therefore, since there's a double tuff and a double lad, a Dalid, we have two drushos, and we know it's for two things. That's Harashi, that's the Pashup Shah. The Ritz from the Rashba quote here, that the Rashba had a problem with this, he got a troop of Heigel and Shfir going, he said, can't be a Havmiya that it's only for Agudas Agudas. Because then Shinach looks in Parsha, no, Parsha Pshat Gemara is that Havmiya that's only for Chabura, Havmiya that's only for Agudas Agudas, Kamash warns for two things. The Rashba says, can't be. How could there be a Havmiya that's only for Agudas Agudas? That's against traditional Mikra. Right? Losus go to do, losus simukar chabeni nechem lames. So he quotes a very dochuk shot from Rav Shirgon, Rav Haigon, who says the Gemara here is being a little redundant. What it means is maybe it's only for Chabura, Tamalom or Tis go to do. Then it says, no, even Tis go to do maybe only means for Chabura. Maybe it's don't make a Chabura on yourself. That's a lashon hispoil. So they say no. Then it says, lo sagudu, the extra Dalid, teaches you agudos. Agudos. So for the Rashba quotes from Shrigon or Haigon, because he's not sure who it's from, their father and son, that the Gemara is just asking twice, maybe it's only Chabura, but there's no Havmin that only means Agudos Agudos, because that would be against Shudosh HaMikra and Ein Mikra Yotzin de Shuto. That's a Dachuk way of reading the Gemara, because it's like they said, maybe it's only for Chabura. No, it says Tis Godu instead of Tigodudu. Maybe still it's only for Chabura. Like usually you don't have an answer and say, maybe still the question's valid. And they say, no, then it would have said Losagudu. The Ritva, points out, defends the Pashup Shah and Rashi, most Mefarshim here, says no, that a Havmin that's only for Chabura, and a Havmin that's only for Agudas Agudos. What's the Havmin that's only for Agudas Agudos? Isn't that against the rule of Ein Mikra Yotzim Dei Pshuto? So he has a very nice word here, says the Ritva. Says, what does the Pashup say? Banim Aten Lashem Elokeichem, Lo Siskod Du, Lo Sosimu Karcha, Bein Eneichem Lameis. So the Rashba and the Rav Haigo and the Rav Shrier go and assume that you have to read it as one idea. You're bonim to Hashem, so you shouldn't cut yourself if someone dies, or scratch yourself, or tear your hair out if someone dies. And Pshuta Shal Mikra is clearly Chabura. The Ritva says, no, maybe Pshuta Shal Mikra is bonim atel Hashem elokeichem lo siskod du. If you're all bonim to Hashem, then you're all one family of one Hashem. Then how can you make yourself into two different groups? That's the stira bonim atel Hashem. Then the next part of the pasuk also simu karcha beni neichem lemeis. So the Ritva actually reads this. That's the machlokas. The pshat of the Gemara and Rashi says this, right? Rashi says, pshat and Rashi and the Ritva say there's really a having it's only for agudos, because that could be pshuta shel mikra. If you're all banim of Hashem, then you have to have one religion, not two religions. The one family, one banim of one av, can't split themselves into two different religions. And the Rashba and Rav Haigo and Shira go and says, nah, you can't really stick that into pshuta shel mikra.
Question on the Rashba, the Gemara says that Lotus Godu invited the Gufa, meaning the step right before that was saying, yeah, it's not the Gufa, he's saying, no, it is the Gufa. Step before was saying, no, it's only a Gufa, it's a Gufa.
No, Hai Lotus Godu invited the Gufa, the Amar Achman of Losaso.
Right, and so.
One second. Oh, Hai Lotus Godu, me by the Gufa, the Amar Achman of Losaso, Chavurl Mesa, it should only be Chabura. They get in came Lima Golos Godu. No, then it would have been to go to do. The extra tough implies Agudas Agudos. My Skodu Shmami Nala Hakudasa. Then the Gemara's asked, but Emil Kula Hakudasa. Maybe no, it's only going for Chabura even with the extra tough. That's where the Rashi was reading it. Emil Kula, maybe even with the extra tough, it's only for Chabura. So, but that's a Dachuk reading Gemara. Pasha Pshat is that no. The Agudas really fits into Pshat in the Gemara. It's a Stira to Banim Aten Lashem. Then we're just going to have to figure out exactly how it's a Stira. Two, Banim Aten Lashem Lokeichem. And here, there's one fundamental Chakira in this Sugya, before we go on trying to figure out the Shaklat Tari, which is very, very fascinating, which is one that's very hard to pin down the exact Nafkaminas, but it's clearly Machlokas. What's so bad about being Agudas Agudas? What does the term mean when it says not to be Agudas Agudas? What's so bad about being Agudas Agudas? How is that a statement of Banim Aten Lashem Lokeichem? So what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? What's so bad about Agudas Agudas? Anyone? Dam Yelo Beis Toros, right? That's what he says at the end of the first wide line, right? Dam Yelo Shtei Toros, that says in the bottom line, really helpful. Lo Dami Shtei Toros, right? One case it looks like Shtei Toros, one case it doesn't look like Shtei Toros. Then it looks like Shtei Toros, right? It's not actually Shtei Toros, just because you have different opinions. So there's such things as machlokas and different valid interpretation. But it looks like Shtei Toros. So, and this is how the Ritva also understood. The Ritva says, well, it's Banim Aten Lashem Elokeichem, right? Agudas Agudos in the Pshuta Shel Mikra. That whatever, you're all serving Hashem, one Hashem with one Torah. So therefore, how can you make it into two Torahs and Chas V'Shalom make it look like two religions? So it's a matter of Dami L'Beis Torahs. That's what Rashi is in the Ritva. A couple other Rishonim mention. On the Rambam, on the other hand, what does the Rambam say? Exactly. So for Rashi in the Ritva, it is more of a Bein Adam L'Makom idea. You shouldn't destroy our religion by making it look like Shtei Toros, you know, like a lot of people complain about nowadays. There's a million different Judaisms. I mean, even within the world of Orthodox Judaism. But the Rambam says, what does the Rambam say? He says, uvechlal, it's in the end of Hogim of Zorah, when it comes to cutting yourself, which one of the Hogim of the Old Day of Zorah, chlal zarzesh, lishiyu shneba viyubirachos zenoik minazev, zenoik minagacher, shouldn't have like we do nowadays, everyone doing their own thing, in one city of Shalayim, there are 100 different kinds of Judaism, shedover zeorim machlokos gedolos, because it leads to big machlokos, shenemer los agodu los sasu agudus agudus, the Rambam says, that it's because it leads to machlokis. It's a more of a bin adam. I mean, everything is tied in the end, but more of a bin adam l'chaveira, let's say, because it'll lead to Jews fighting with each other. The haraya, we see nowadays that everyone has their own way of practicing Judaism, and they fight with each other.
So it'll lead to Machlokas Gedolos. So there seems to be a bit of a question here whether Moses Godudu is Mishon Nira Kishtei Toros, that's Rashi and the Ritva mentioned here, or because it's Gorim. The Machlokas, the Rambam says that, likewise the Chinuch, I think I put in brackets, says that, the Smag also says that. Okay, just give you some representative Rishonim. What we're going to do with that, let's come back to in a moment. Okay, now let's try to read some more Shaka Vatara. So far we've gotten just Rish Lakish's question, right? Rish Lakish says, why isn't the problem of Losis Godu that everyone reads the Megillah and have Keras? And we proved there really is an issue of Losis Godu. So, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan's back to Ad Kan Lo Shanisa, Makam Shanagu, Lassim Lachim, Ari Psachim, and Chatzos, Osim, Makam Shanagu, Shalassim, Say Nosim. Why are you asking me that question from Megillah? Don't you know there's a Mishnah in Psachim that says, right, Zaminik, do Malacha, and every face of more than you do, and with the town with Zaminik not to, you don't, and it's okay to have different Minhagim? And then he's going to keep asking, right? He's gonna say, and how about like the night there's a machlok to the Jumalacha, and in the end he's gonna answer, and don't you know our Mishnah, right? They say Hillel our Asa the Tzaros and Beishamai Matu the Tzaros, etc. So Rabbi Yochanan starts attacking Rish Lakish and saying, why is Nikash from Megillah? Don't you know all over Shas we have different people doing different things? Right, not just theoretical things. I mean, he could have read every Mishnah where a mayor says the Chum say that. That wouldn't prove anything. He had to bring Mishnahs where people actually did things differently, right? Makam Shenagu one thing, Makam Shenagu another place, right? And Beishamai Yisillah, because we know, at least according to mainstream opinion, that Beishamai Yisillah did what they were trying to do. So, what is Rabbi Yochanan Shita here? What is Rabbi Yochanan Shita? What is he, what's he trying to say to Reish Lakish? What's Rabbi Yochanan trying to say to Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish says, isn't this Moses Godu? And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, what do you mean? We have it all over the place. Does that answer the question of isn't it Moses Godu?
Maybe for the wrap up with this?
How do you mean?
If it's normal, it's not a problem that I'm the Chavir.
You mean if we do it all over the place, then it doesn't cause machlokas. But I'm not so convinced of that, because Lechora, I mean...
We'll have a lot of machlokas.
Yeah, that just means we'll have a lot of machlokas all the time. I mean, isn't that what we do, isn't that what we do nowadays? We just have machlokas all the time. So what's pshat in Rabbi Yochanan? What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Anyone? What is Rabbi Yochanan holding? Right? So I put some Rishonim here. Where's the Rishonim? Right? What's Rabbi Yochanan Shita?
He doesn't hold the drasha.
What?
He doesn't hold the drasha.
So maybe he just doesn't hold the Losis Godu, meaning he holds that it's only for cutting yourself, and he just denies the whole idea of Losis Godu. That is definitely possible. If you look at the Rashva I put here on the Makoros, he says, Kashali, man amar asur Rabbi Yochanan hu, v'lesle losis godu losasso gudus agudus, elakule losasso kabur lameis. The Rashba, the third paragraph of Yodalad, that wants Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Alright, there's a lot of shocking tiny points. Rabbi Yochanan, the Rashba says that doesn't hold of the whole Isser, of the whole Drasha. He says, losis godu pshut shal mikra. Right, this is the Rashba Lashitase, who says that there's no way to get Losis Godu Pshuta Shal Mikra, there's no hint of Losis Godu Agudas Agudas and Pshuta Shal Mikra. Pshuta Shal Mikra is clearly just the function of cutting yourself. Rabbi Yochanan, that's what he's trying to say. You, Reish Lakish, have a kash from Losis Godu. Nah, I don't hold for Losis Godu. What are you talking about? There's no such issue. Losis Godu means cutting yourself when someone dies. It has nothing to do with Agudas Agudas. There's no place in the Torah that was against Agudas Agudas. That's one way of reading Rabbi Yochanan. However, that's a bit of a radical way of reading Rabbi Yochanan, which the Rashi himself's kasha here, because on Yodalim and Aleph, the Gemara sounds like they're generally concerned about Losis Godu Agudas Agudas, right? The whole Mahalach of the Gemara and Yodalim and Aleph says, oh, why isn't this a problem of Agudas Agudas? Why isn't that a problem of Agudas Agudas? It sounds like the Gemara takes Agudas Agudas seriously. So the Rashi will say, because it wasn't Rabbi Yochanan talking anymore. But what's the easier way to read Rabbi Yochanan? What's the easier way to read Rabbi Yochanan? How does the Ritva and I think most of the Farshim read Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan's saying, ah, it's all over the place, it's fine. Why is it fine? Because it's all over the place. Like he had a valid kasha of
Los Asu Agudas Agudas. So why is Rabbi Yochanan saying, ah, come on, it's all over the place, it's obviously okay. So it could be he denies Agudas Agudas. But if you don't want to be so radical, then what is Rabbi Yochanan just saying?
How would you? Pashup Shat, Matan, what do you think, Rabbi Yochanan? Why does Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan's clearly saying, Ad Kan Lo Shanisa, Ad Kan Lo Shanisa, come on, you think this is a problem? Isn't it obvious that it's okay?
So why does Rabbi Yochanan think it's obvious it's okay if you don't want to be as radical as the Rashba?
The scope of the din is
small. And in what way? Why does Rabbi Yochanan think all these cases are clearly okay?
It's only problematic when it's in one place.
It's only problematic. Who says that later in the Gemara? Who says that later in the Gemara? Abaye, and then Rava says something different. Meaning, what the Ritva says, and this is what I think most of Farshim understand Rabbi Yochanan, right? And most of Farshim understand Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan saying it's obviously okay. Come on, obviously Losus go to do is not so far reaching. But what's his actual shita? If he's not denying the drasha for the Rashi, he's denying the drasha, and he was the one talking even beforehand, right? Hailos gembayla gufei. That's all Rabbi Yochanan's logic. It's needed for gufei. Don't give me any of these drushas. But for the Ritva, no. The Ritva said explicitly that wasn't Rabbi Yochanan talking. That's just clarifying the drusha. Like everyone agrees to the drusha. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan saying. He's saying, I know there's a drusha, but obviously it doesn't apply to regular cases. Why obviously it doesn't apply to regular cases? So the answer is the Gemara doesn't know and doesn't know and doesn't know until they finally get to Abaye and Rava, and Abaye and Rava explain Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Let's stick with the answer is Abaye and Rava explain Rabbi Yochanan later. And what do they say? Let's just oversimplify and take Abaye for the sake of simplification, right? That, what's the Lashon HaGemara? Right? Didn't the Gemara already say, Mekomos, Mekomos, shiny? Right, Los Escoda is only if they're together. If they're in different places, okay. Different towns is fine, and different Mahagim in different places is fine. But Shah maybe still are different, you know, are different business, okay. Mekomos, Mekomos, shiny. So really, Rabbi Yochanan was just limiting Los Escoda to people who are in the same place, let's say. But monitoring if you're in different places. If this is the what Rabbi Yochanan is trying to prove, and I think that will be significant in a moment, perhaps. Let's read on a little. Okay, in which case we have machlokas. What's machlokas? Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. According to the Rashba, machlokas is whether to darshan such an Isser, right? According to the Ritva, whether Los Escodes do always applies, that's Rish Lakish, or only, or let's say better, two different towns, like Abaye is going to say later. Maybe that was the machlokas. Rish Lakish thought Los Escoda apply even to different places. He said, "Why don't you get Alfie Bays, etc." Yochanan says back to him, "Ah, give me a break. Everywhere knows that in different places they have different hugging. That's fine. Los Escoda just means you shouldn't, you know, do different than your neighbor next door." Okay, let's go to the next line in the Shach Vatarya. Ad kan lo shaniso makom shenogu lasis malach ma'ariv sachem ad chatzos also makom shenogu shalosos eino sin amar le amina lach ani isura damar of shem ba'ad rav yochanan kayim simei apur ma'elub zmanehem zman of havi tikkun lo chachamim va'at amar li min haga. What is Rish Lakish? What happens? Rav Yochanan says, I have a proof. Look, the same thing with Pesach. Rish Lakish says, no, you're giving me kashas from min hagim. I only meant isurim. Now, what might seem to be another, what issues does this seem to bring up? Minhagim. Does Los Escoda apply to Minhagim or not? Right? So does Moses go to apply to Minhagim or not? So, yeah?
Minhagim by the nature are like Kumbase in general. Not over there. In other words, you have it in Minhagim and Malach, but then you have the problem of seeing whether there is a key of the Minhagim or not, because if certain doesn't do something, it doesn't mean that. So you might have really a balance between Esse and Lotase here also.
Okay, and if so?
That could be the pshat. At first, I don't think that's really the pshat. I thought that was the pshat in the Gemara, that one we're talking about doing something positive, and the other way about not doing something. And that would be the difference.
That might come up a little later, but over here, that might be what they're saying later. In terms of the Roa Omer, over here I'm not so convinced. Minhag. So what's the din of Minhag? The maskana of the Gemara seems to be, right, that Losus Godu doesn't apply to Minhagim, right? Only to Isurim, right? Losus Godu doesn't apply to Minhagim, only to Isurim. But it's not so pashut, right? This the Karen Ora says, hold on a second. Reb Yochanan wanted to apply Losus Godu to Minhagim. He asked the kasha from Makom Shenagu. It's only Mesh Lakish who doesn't apply to Minhagim. So, in terms of Minhag, right, the Karen Ora says, it's a Machlokes Amorim. Rabbi Yochanan says it does apply, that's why he has the Kasha. And Mesh Lakish says it doesn't apply. Maybe it's a Machlokes Amorim. Right, it's always hard to tell when someone asks a question. Are they really committed to their question? Or are they just stop asking the question? If it's a machlok samurai, says the Karen Ora, what might be the yisod of this machlok samurai? Right, so number one, the Karen Ora says machlok samurai. What would be the yisod of machlok samurai logically? Do you think Losus Godu should apply to Minhagim or not? What do you think?
Goes back to the machlok.
So you think it might depend on this lumdus, which is exactly what the Karen Ora says. The Karen Ora says it might depend on the lumdus. Karen Ora says it is a machlokes. This lundus is a machlokes amorayim. Right? Well, how so? If the problem is machlokes, should that apply to different minhagim or not?
Yeah.
You would think, yeah, if people have different minhagim, then they're going to end up having a machlokes, right? If the problem is that it looks like two Torahs, then what might you say? You might say not. I might have said either way. It looked like two Torahs, because not everyone knows the difference between Minhag and Halacha, right? Amoratzim don't know the difference. But if, yeah, there's a line in our Gemara, right? Line in Gemara says it doesn't apply to Minhagim, right? You bring Rai from Minhag? Come on. Minhag has nothing to do with Losus Godu. So from a Machlokas perspective, it's hard to see the difference between Minhag and Din. People are just likely to argue. I'm going to argue whether you have the right Minhag, whether my Din is right or your Din is right. I'm going to argue whether my Minhag is right or your Minhag is right. But from a din perspective, from a base Torah perspective, maybe you could say that this is the shita of what the Karen Ora is basically trying to claim, is that this is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan that says that it applies even to Minhag. Why? Because it'll make him a machlokes. I have my Minhag, your Minhag. We're going to argue out whose Minhag is right. Ma'aseh b'chol yom. I once was in my parents' old shul in Fairlawn, and there were two old guys, and one of them was like 100 and the other was like 200, and it was a Nusach Ashkenaz shul, and the 200-year-old guy always said Kaddish 365 days a year, three tefillahs a day. Somehow it's just that's the way it works, and he always said, "V'yasam v'kadam v'kar v'mishichei." Most of us were, know how to let things slide, but the 100-year-old guy just muttered under his breath for about a year, muttering his breath every time you were, and finally just let it out and almost like killed the guy in the middle of shul on Shabbos. We were about to call it Tzala, like someone had to hold him back. And he started shouting at him, "You and your Yasmach Mkarni Karb Mashiach, what are you doing? Go someplace else with Yasmach Mkarni Karb Mashiach." Like it was a real machlokas. Oh, it's just a matter of minhag, right? Everyone knows just a minhag how to say Kaddish. No one thinks that it's a din, that you're not yotze if you say the wrong way. No one thinks, I kind of draw a bonnet, which doesn't say Kaddish. Right, people get into machlokas. That's Rabbi Yochanan. But Reish Lakish explains the Karen Ora. His problem was Nirkishtei Toros, that it looks like we don't really have a religion. Now he says, when it matters, looking where we have a religion, he wants to say that
you could say only applies to din, not minhag. You know, people have different customs. Like, okay, where did this come from? It's a custom. This guy is that custom, this guy is that custom. But we both keep the same Torah. We just, you know, lots of people like to have their customs to, you know, make their place have a certain color, local color. But we both keep the same laws. We just keep different customs. So then it won't look like two Torahs. It'll just look like people have local customs. If you keep the laws differently, then that looks like two Torahs.
You said, oh, I'm a Rossi, we don't know the difference. Well, what's the whole meaning of Shtei Torah? Is that people would see it? Or Yachas or Lakodesh Baruch Hu, you can't keep two Torahs?
So it seems to be the way Rashi says it is... Damil Shtei Toros and Damil Shtei Toros. Rashi turns out it's like Shtei Toros. So again, what is like? Like for us or like for Kadosh Baruch Hu? Let's get back to that in a moment. Certainly if you're saying that Shtei Toros is, right, let's be more, Domeh, Shtei Toros, then you can say, look, between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands. Minhagim is you doing what you want. Din is you doing what he wants. As long as the din is the same, that's not two Toros. Okay, now the Keren Or says very cleverly, he says now, if you take the non-Rashba, but the written way of viewing things, you can make Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish a double Lishitase. How's a double Lishitase? Reish Lakish's question assumed, again, this is assuming that, he's assuming people take the question seriously. When someone asks a question, they're not just stomp having an intellectual exercise, oh, like, let's see if you know the answer. But they really mean that their question is difficult. Right? When Yochanan asked for Makam Shinagu, he really meant Mahagim Arlos Eskodim. When Reish Lakish asked from Megillah, he really meant Megillah was Los Eskodim. So if you assume they're not just engaging in Socratic dialogue to clarify things, but they're really saying their Shitas, then he says the double Lishitase. Reish Lakish held that it's Usur even in different cities. Why? Because if the problem is Shtei Toros, then even if you live in different cities, you still have Shtei Toros. Right? You could, or at least you could theoretically say, right? You could say, which he does, that it's usher even in different cities. Right? Shtei Toros. So what are you talking about? If in this city we practice Judaism one way, in that city a different way, isn't that exactly Shtei Toros? It's even more Shtei Toros, because each city will get set in its own ways. Right, and just form their own religion. In the end, they'll branch off, and one will call themselves, you know, one kind of Judaism. The other will call themselves a different kind of Judaism. But if you're talking about machlokes, then you know what? Again, don't imagine nowadays. Right, nowadays, every time anyone goes and you know the rabbi says anything in their sermon in shul, as of a few months ago, right, they immediately send an email to someone to Gorsk Baruch Yashiv, and it's a global village, and you know everyone knows exactly everyone else's halachic business. But you know, if you're going back to Shalpam. What's a machlokes if in, in one city we do things one way, the other city we do things another way? How often do people in those cities get together? What, if they come on a market day and they do their business and they go home? You know, there's no emails, there's no newspapers, there's no, no one's tweeting each other what's going on in each city. Another city is like another planet. You know, yes, there are people in the other city, they do their thing, I do my thing, like, why do we ever fight with each other? We don't interact with each other enough to fight. We each have our own Dalet Amos, because there was not a global village then. It wasn't even a principality being a village then. Only the village was the village. So that's what he wants to say, that Rabbi Yochanan said that Hashad, that there's no Isser. Pasha that there's no Isser in different cities, because, like, why is it like machlokes? People in different cities can't fight with each other. They live too far away to fight with each other. So he wants to say it's a double, by having a whole nice lumbus, it's a double, the Shitase of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says Megillah is a problem, because even in different cities it looks like two Toros. And don't bring me Makom Shinagu, that's Menhagim. Menhagim aren't Torah. And maybe it's all Torah, but it's not really Torah. And Rabbi Yochanan says, what are you talking about? Of course two cities is okay. Look at the, look at Makom Shinagu. Of course, two cities is okay. It's not going to lead to machlokes. And I think I do have a good right for Menhagim, because Menhagim are just as much machlokes as anything else.
That's true about two cities, but he's going to say it looks like
people, nobody's seeing both cities. Ah, so that's why I said could say, meaning I was not so passionate about this, meaning this is the chiddush of the Keren Or, that he takes Reish Lakish seriously, that he thinks that there's Los Eskodim in two cities.
But you could say that, no, given that it becomes known, they're not going to argue with each other because they don't have to live with each other. But it becomes known in the world that there are two places, and one place, just like the Jews in the old days might know, yeah, in this town they worship Baal, in that town they worship Ashtarot the Goyim. So it'll be known in the world that in each city, the Jews practice Judaism in their own way, and they keep their own holidays and keep their own laws. So in the end, it can end up looking like two Torahs because, you know, things will eventually become known. They'll never fight with each other because they don't live with each other. But you could say, or you could say, Klapei Hashem. So you're right, it's not Mokhruch, but that's what the Keren Ora said. The Keren Ora, wants to make this beautiful Lishitase between Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, assuming that Minag is a Machlokes Amoraim. But that's his assumption, right? He's assuming there's these, basically he's putting Lumdus into the Amoraim. Because he's assuming that you have to, again, you could have read the Gemaras, they're just having a conversation and clarifying things. They're not really arguing. Could have said they're not arguing with each other. They're just having conversation and clarifying. One second. Yeah. Maybe you could add to the Keren Ora. I don't think the Keren Ora I don't think the Keren Ora himself said this. You can add to the Keren Ora maybe a third. Maybe a third Lishitasa Ryokhan Mishlakish. And then we'll finish up with the Amoraim. Why was Rav Yochanan being so annoying to Reish Lakish? Like, he kept saying, what about this, what about that? Like, it sort of sounds a little like, besides like Rav Yochanan disagreeing with Reish Lakish, like, it sort of implies, like, he was saying, first of all, like, oh, give me a break. And second of all, like, why just start there when you could have started someplace else? So the question is whether to be medayik in Rav Yochanan or not. And this is, you could take two ways. You could say that, why does Rav Yochanan keep saying, add this, add that? What problem did he have with Megillah? So you could say, pashut shat, that Rav Yochanan's tone of voice. Ad kan lo shanisa. You know, you never learned this Mishnah. You know, it sounds a little, you know, like, ah, you asked me this, you never learned that Mishnah? You never learned that Mishnah? Like, what problem did he have? Like, maybe Reish Lakish was just mentioning one case. So you could say, ad kan lo shanisa. I forget the tone of voice. I don't know what his tone of voice was. That's already speculation. What is this point of his ad kan lo shanisa? Why is Saint Reish Lakish? What about Pesachim? Why Megillah? What about Pesachim? You could read it as, what did he mean? What did Rabbi Yochanan mean? He meant, why ask one case when there are many cases, right? Or maybe you could read as, that what he's saying, Megillah. By saying Megillah is a stupid question. The other cases are valid questions. Right? This was unclear to me, and I started reading the Gemara. I'm like, why is Rabbi Yochanan like telling Reish Lakish what order to learn Shas in? Ad kan lo shanisa. So I didn't know. Maybe he was just saying, why do you make it look like you have one question? This isn't one question, this is all over Shas. So obviously there must be something wrong with you. Or maybe he was saying, no, why are you bringing Megillah? Megillah's the wrong place to start. You should have started from someplace else. Megillah was that terrible way to ask this. You know, sometimes someone asks a question and say, I understand your question, we're going to deal with it. But that's not the way where you should ask the question from. You should have asked the question from here. Because there, that's not really a question. Could Rabbi Yochanan have had a specific problem with Megillah as opposed to every other machlokes in Shas? What's specifically a bad way to ask the question from Megillah Nikris? What's specifically bad about Megillah Nikris? On the one hand, Megillah Nikris sounds like big Agudas Agudas, you can, we're having holidays on different days, right? Anyone remember what year that actually happened with all the holidays? You weren't born. Was it 892? It was 892, right? Machlokas between? All right, but not relevant, Dr. Mark. Ask your grandmother. I think it was 892. Between Rav Saadia Gaon and Rav Aaron Ben Meir, right? Rav Saadia Gaon held that since the greatest Torah yeshivas were in Babel, they were Koveya, the Luach.
Rav Aaron Ben Meir held that the Gaon of Eretz Yisrael had been made the Kiddush HaKodesh only in Eretz Yisrael. And they argued about a certain case that hadn't come up for hundreds of years as to what year, what day Rosh Hashanah would be in that case. One of the Arba Dechios. And for a year, the Jews in Israel and Babel celebrated all their Chagim, like Yom Kippur, 1-8 while they were fasting, and Pesach, 1-8 Chametz while they were having Pesach Seder. Celebrated all their Chagim on different days for a year. Until finally everyone agreed to Rav Saadia Gaon and he won over. But there was one year when the Jews in Babylon and Israel had different Jewish calendars and like were each kind of karis on each other's Yom Kippur and Pesach, which is a very sad episode in Jewish history, obviously. It's very fascinating to know that it happened, but it's a very sad episode in Jewish history. And so on the one hand, what's Rish Lakish saying? Obviously he didn't, you know, let's assume he didn't have enough Ruach HaKodesh to know this particular incident. He's like, what could be sadder in Jewish history than Jews celebrating their holidays on different days? Like, what's fine, I eat this hashi with that hashi, fine. Moms, we have holidays on different days? Like, I go to work and have a normal day while you're celebrating a chag? And then, so he says, that's the worst example. Abudas Agudas is, you know, if you be, you're going to be Dal. So why might Rabbi Yochanan be saying that to him? No, that's not a kasha at all. Come on, that was a stupid kasha. It's obviously that's no problem. Why might it be obvious that that's no problem to Rabbi Yochanan? What?
It was mandated in the Megillah. From the beginning.
Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan could be saying it was mandated by the Megillah. I mean, why ask me Kashas Manchik Nes Sagadola? But I'm not really sure that's a good point. I'm not really sure that that's a... sorry. That's a good point. Some of the Rishonim say, what do you mean, Anshik Nes Sagadola also have to keep Losos go to do, right? So what were Anshik Nes Sagadola thing to make Losos go to do? Wasn't Xeris Gossip. It's not like Hashem giving a vu at Anshik Nes Sagadola what to do. Right? It's not even the Nevi'im. Right? So that's not really... So fine, it's in Tanakh. But right? Ain't Navi Rashi and Chadash Dover, right? Nevi'im aren't allowed to violate Halachos Dover, right? So what right did they have? Why might you say, Misvari, even if you haven't seen this a little later in the course of this, I apologize. Misvari, why might you say, yeah, Megillah is different than all the Los Skodu examples and is really not relevant at all? Why is Megillah not relevant to any of the Los Skodu examples that we can think of using anything in this sugya in the next three blocks? Or anything we can imagine in Jewish history or modern times. Why might Megillah be different? Anyone besides that? We all have logic.
There's a reason for it.
We're wearing our thinking caps.
It's not based on
reason. There's a reason.
What do you mean by what?
It's not based on the race at all?
Neither are a lot of things. Neither is, well, it depends what you're based on. But what do you mean by there's a reason
there's
for
a
it?
There's a reason.
Everyone always has a reason. What do you know? People don't have a reason?
It's a practical difference over here. This is, they're over here and they're not getting together. These are over there, they're getting together.
Then maybe practically I have a reason why practically I think my opinion makes sense and you have a reason practically why your opinion makes sense. Why is Megillah different?
It's a situation everybody would agree to if they were in that situation.
It's written in Megillah, but what gave them the right to write in Megillah?
Right.
Right.
They have to do something, it's not like can do.
You're right, I just want you to say it more clearly. What's the difference between I practically think that I make sense and you practically think you make sense for Megillah?
Clearly it's where you are. You come, it's at the Makoma. You
know this
if you know, like, if you were to go there, you would do the same
he's
thing.
He's saying what, the one phrase you were missing. There's no machlokas by Megillah. They're not arguing about each other. Every other case, I think my minhag is better, you think your minhag is better. Right? I think my din is right, you think your din is right. Every other case, there's an inyan of a machlok, there's a disagreement there, even a minhagim. I think my minhag is right, you think your minhag is right, right? I think my minhag is better, you think your minhag. I admit it's a minhag. But I think I'm doing the better minhag. You think you're doing the better minhag. There are two opinions. In every other case, there are two opinions. But in the case of Megillah, does the guy in Tel Aviv think that he's right and the guy in Yerushalayim is wrong? No. Everyone admits that everyone's right. They just think it depends on the circumstances. There aren't two different ashkafas or two different opinions here. It's like if a Kohen, you know, if a Kohen eats Truma and the Yisrael doesn't, is that Los Skodu to do? No, and the Kohen knows that the Yisrael shouldn't, and the Yisrael knows that the Kohen should. Everyone knows that, depending on circumstances, sometimes the halacha turns out differently. That's not Los Skodu. Los Skodu is if in the same circumstance, we think different things. I hold you should work in our Pesach, you hold you shouldn't. We're in the same circumstances. Our minhag, we're firmer, we don't work on our Pesach, we're better than you. And you say, no, you're better than me because you're called Gadol Koach HaMelacha. Whatever the case may be.
Every other case, I think I'm better than you, you think you're better than me. There's a real machlokas. In part, there's no machlokas. I admit that it depends on what city you live in, and you admit it depends on what city you live in. I admit that if I was sleeping over in your shalayim, right? Mukha ben Yoma Nikra Mukha, I would lay with you on Tesvav, and you admit if you were sleeping over in Tel Aviv, you would lay with me on your Dalit. There's no machlokas in different sheets and different opinions here. There's just different circumstances. So is that a big chiddush? Everyone knows things depend on circumstances, no? Two guys have two trees. One, you know, I don't know. One guy's lemons were chonate and before the Tu B'Shvat, and the other guy's after Tu B'Shvat. So one guy takes my shin, one guy takes my sarani. That loses go to do? No, they both would do the same thing in those circumstances. They just have to find themselves in different circumstances. Obviously, that's not losis go to do. That just, the halacha depends on the circumstances. Turn to the Rush for a moment. See what the Rush says. The Rush says that in the context of the a question a little later in the Gemara. But we can already understand what he's saying. The Rush asks, everyone has a different Rush. Lo Karim Belosis Godu, one line before the Hey in brackets. Lo Karim Belosis Godu, it's no problem, Losis Godu, Miguel. Okay, well, all the others are plugged up. Because they're not disagreeing with each other, unlike every other case in the world. El Shaham Makom Gorin, the circumstances make it different. Again, if my town is a minute to work and your town is a minute not to work, that's not Makom Gorin. That's we each have a different opinion. If different towns have different opinions, that's not Makom Gorin. That's different opinions. But over here, it's not the towns have different opinions. It's that they both admit it depends on the circumstances. And I admit if I went to you that I would follow yours and I would have no having to follow mine. Like, I admit mine is not right and yours is not wrong. It just depends on their circumstances. He says, okay, I'll have to hold that thought. He says, no, there's no problem. I'm Makom Gorin. The problem is going to do is if there's a disagreement. But if I'm Makom Gorin, if everyone agrees that it depends on where you are, then it's no problem. The Ritva says this very forcefully, and what the Ritva adds is, let's see if I can find the right part of the Ritva. The Ritva actually I'll redo the line in the Ritva. If you didn't get through it, you can go back and look at it. Bechubatosos, etc. Uvatosos tier 2. He quotes the name of Tosos, even though we have it like in the Tosos Rush. The Rush also says in a similar lashon. Right? The Bechlal Devarim, but in Tosin our Daf, you don't have that. The Megillah, less Mishum Agudas Klal, there's no Shaykhs of Agudas Megillah. No Shaykh Agudas Vitorah Shaykh 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 Agudas, except the Machlokis, where they don't admit to each other. The Dover Shakula Modim Eilel, if they all admit, we'll call Echav Echav Yishtam Le Dover Lassus Moshe Oseh. And everyone has a reason for doing what they do. Ain't no Mishum Agudas Agudas, there's no problem Agudas Agudas. Halamad Le Domer, Le Lulav Shinitav Mikta Shivim Dina Yom Echad. Right? Again, the guy in Mikdash, the Sheikh's Lulav 7 days. In the old days, the Medina 1 day. It's not a good as. They both admit it depends on the circumstances. If Tam Nachanu, El Dekashu Lirish Lakish Park Megillah, if it's so obvious that it doesn't apply to Megillah, why is Rish Lakish asking for Megillah? Lo Itkuli Shum Gavra Hai Timer, why didn't anyone say this to Rish Lakish? I mean, if it's so obvious this is different because they're not arguing, why didn't anyone say this to Rish Lakish? And why didn't he realize it? Says the Ritva. That's why they didn't worry about answering Megillah. And they didn't mention Megillah. Basically saying, in almost so many words, that's where Rabbi Yochanan didn't like Megillah. That's where Rabbi Yochanan ignored Megillah. He says the rest of the Gemara ignores Megillah. They never come back to Megillah. Rabbi Yochanan is trying to say, forget Megillah. You're barking up the wrong tree. Let's deal with real questions that need real answers, right? But if you take this approach, that maybe this was, that's the Ritva hints at. The Ritva doesn't say explicitly that was Rabbi Yochanan's initial attack. He just says, that's why he ignores Megillah and never gets back to it. But I think this is part of the Ritva means. What's the Rabbi Yochanan saying? I'm ignoring Megillah. I'm never going to get back to Megillah. None of us are interested in Megillah. You shouldn't have started with Megillah. You should have said something reasonable. This is the Svara of
the Rush and the Ritva, this is called Hamakom Gorin. And don't be confused. I don't mean any time they're different and hug them in different places. That's not a Hamakom Gorin. Right? If in my town the women wear stockings and in your town they don't, that's not the Hamakom Gorin. It's not because it's colder weather by me than by you. That's because the people live in different towns have different opinions, different hashkafas. But in Yudal and Tesvav and Yom HaKnisa, the Hamakom Gorin, everyone agrees that in Shushan, Nachu B'Tesvav, everyone agrees that in the Ari Krozos, Nachu B'Yudalid, and everyone agrees that in Yom HaKnisa, Mishim Shem Mesapkin, Mayim, Mazel Achim, Shem Akrochim, you know, don't have to be a triath themselves since it's hard to get a minion. And Balkori, perhaps.
According to the Tosus, they mean it themselves.
Correct, that's what I said, perhaps. Tosus says minion. Right, other people say Balkori, most people say Balkori. So, now if here I'm going to have to diverge a little from what the Ritva and Rashi themselves said in their Lashon. But if you want to bring this back to the Karen Ora, this the Karen Ora doesn't say. But you can add Al Pi Derech, the Karen Ora, right? You can add, if you make the Rashi and the Ritva Al Pi Derech Karen Ora, again, I'm not saying this is what they themselves had in mind, but Al Pi Derech Karen Ora, you could say, you know what? Why did Reish Lakish ask for Megillah? And maybe Rabbi Yochanan, why did Reish Lakish ask for Megillah? And maybe Rabbi Yochanan didn't like the kashrut for Megillah at all. So maybe you could say this is also an afkamina. Rabbi Yochanan is worried about machlokes. He says, there's no machlokes if Hamakom Gorin and everyone agrees with each other. How could that possibly lead to machlokes? How could there be a chashash machlokes? What are you talking about? They all totally agree. How could that? Why would they end up in a machlokes? They all agree that my city is because this happened in Shushan, and your city is because that happened in the 127 provinces, and we're just remembering the difference between Shushan and the other, you know, open cities in the provinces. Like, why would we possibly come to machlokes? We all would do this. I would do the same thing in your place. You would do the same thing in my place. And that's just, I mean, under social pressure, I would do the same thing in your place. I don't just mean, well, if I grew up like you did, I would act like you because they would force me to. No, I mean, honestly, of course I would do the same thing in your place because there's no better or worse. We're just trying to show that Shushan had an extra day of Nekama on the Oivim than the Ari Prozos. So this is the way we show it. Like, that's not a machlokas, right? If there's a choir and they sing different parts in the harmony, that's not a machlokas. And that's not going to lead to machlokas. They each have to do their job. But maybe Reish Lakish thought that if he was worried about Shtei Toros, even if Hamakom Gorin, again, here, feel it still looks at least like Shtei Toros, maybe could add another brick to the edifice of the Karen Ora, Reish Lakish says, even though they're not arguing, even though they all agree, so what I took, even though they all agree. Fine, they all agree. They all agree, but what's it going to look like? Anyone who's going to show up is going to say, you know, there's more than one religion in Judaism. They have different holidays. They follow different calendars. You know, that's what everyone's going to think. Right, everyone's going to think, you know, so they have their holiday, they have their holiday, so I'll, you know what, I'll start my Judaism too, and I'll make new holidays to the Egel and Dan of Beersheba. So maybe you could add to the Karen Ora that if you take the approach that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't just saying, let me give you more examples, but he was also hinting at Megillah was the wrong place to start. You should have started from people who disagree with each other. So Rabbi Yochanan's taking the Machlokas perspective. So he says, come on, if no one disagrees with each other, why are you even asking kashas? But he looks at the Shtei Toros perspective, and he thinks, even though no one disagrees with each other, and they're all going to get along, he's still worried that it could look like Beis Toros.
The question is on the Knesset HaGadolah, why they did it.
Right.
They're the ones.
Rabbi Yochanan says, I have no kashas against the Gedolah. They knew there'd be no machlokas. Reish Lakish says, why would they make it look like Beis Toros? Why would they ever want people to think Judaism is Beis Toros? Okay, that's the Derech LeKaren Ora. Machlokas Amorim. Oops. Definitely. Now, however,
maybe you could say, not yeah. And that would be saying, according to the Karen Ora, that of course, then the question would become, do we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan or do we paskin like Reish Lakish? Certainly the way the Karen Ora sets it up, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, so the Karen Ora would say, and always generally paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right? So I think the Karen Ora would say, and in the end we're going to paskin like the Machlokas side. And what about the other Rishonim? And say, maybe I don't work for those Rishonim. The Karen Ora works better for the Machlokas Rishonim, because you always want to match Rabbi Yochanan and not Reish Lakish, right?
Rashba then not accept
Lotus go
the
Dresh of Judah Sangudos. Ah, so that's a good point. The Rashba for he definitely accepted. The Rashba would say Rabbi Yochanan is questioning the undermining the whole project, and we reject Rabbi Yochanan. That's the difference between the Rashba and the other Rishonim. The Rashba says Yochanan rejects the whole Drasha and we pass like Reish Lakish. But the other Rishonim would say, Rabbi Yochanan is just segueing into a Bayin Rava and the Maskana of the Gemara and Daf Yudal. And of course we hold like Rabbi Yochanan. But since the Karen Ora is taking this way, he has to pass it like Rabbi Yochanan.
Is the Rashba going against the Klal HaPsak in general? Because the Gemara says there are only three times where we pass him like Reish Lakish over Rabbi Yochanan. Or is he saying, or is he just in that he's kind of undermining the whole sugi? It's much more than just Reish Lakish or Rabbi
Yochanan. So first of all, the Gemara doesn't actually say that. Does the Gemara actually say there's only three times we paskin against Rabbi Yochanan? Call me the Gemara up for Rabbi Yochanan chutz mitzvah, right? Oh no, one second. No, that was Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara does. Yeah, Taka. What would the Rashba do then? No, you're right. I was. I guess the Rashba would have to say that that's when Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both come out equal. But over here, Rabbi Yochanan is clearly a Tosav by the Mahalach of the Gemara, so therefore it doesn't count. That's not a real Achlokes of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Here, Rabbi Yochanan is a Tosav, Mefurish. Okay, now, but maybe we could take this a different approach. Let's go back to Minhag. One way of learning Minhag was Focus Amorim. But let's forget about the Machlokes Amoraim now. Maybe the Amoraim aren't arguing about this Lundus. As a matter of fact, maybe the Amoraim aren't even arguing in the first place. Maybe they're just having a conversation. Who says Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are actually arguing? Maybe they're just having a conversation to clarify things. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish wasn't saying, I know my Shita. He was saying, I'm asking an interesting question. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't saying back, I know my Shita. He was saying, I'm giving an interesting answer and let's clarify it between the two of us. Maybe there's no Machlokes Amoraim here. If there's no Machlokes Amoraim here, then what would you say? Does it apply to Minhag or not? Does Los Escodu apply to Minhag or not? Right? What's Pshat in the Gemara? Does Los Escodu apply to Minhag or not? If you take it not as Machlok Samaram, just the Mahalach that they're clarifying things. Does Los Escodu apply to Minhag or not? What does it sound like? Right? The Maskana, he asked the question. He says, Minhag is different than Isser. And then what does Rabbi Yochanan say back? He says, you know what, fine, I'll give you an Isser question. Like he's the Kabbal that Teiretz, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, what about Makom Shinagu? Shlach says, don't give him Minhagim. Rabbi Yochanan says, fine, I'll give you Sir. And how about Halayim, Beishamai Oser, and Beishel Amater? So it sounds like Pshat of the Gemara. Pshat of the Gemara is that it doesn't apply. Because that's the Maskana of the Shakla Bataria. Right? Don't pull the Karen over. That's Maskana of the Shakla Bataria. However, says the Ramah in Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel. What does Ramah say in Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel? Everyone knows this Ramah, even if you're not learning Yevamos. What's Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel? The what part of Sphere? So Omer, not the Sphere. What we call Sphere nowadays, right? No, Sphere means counting the Omer. That's not in Tov Tzadi Gimel. That's in Tov Tzadi Beis. But what does it mean? It means the Avelus of Sphere, so Omer. So, what does the Ramah say in Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel? Anyone remember the Ramah in Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel? No one remembers what the Ramah says? The Ramah says there are different minhagim, and you want to read me the Lashon of the Ramah? You have it printed out?
The Lo
One city, you shouldn't have some people keeping the what they call first sphere and second sphere, right? First half sphere. You shouldn't have. Now, again, how happy the Rambam would be with modern day Judaism, I don't know in this respect. But the Rambam says you can't have one town, in Rehovot. You know, half the people keep first sphere and half the people keep second sphere. And you go and you ask your neighbor and I'm like, oh, which half of sphere do you keep? You get invitations to the wrong half of sphere. No. And why does the Rambam? Now, the Rambam could have said, because it's messy, because it's not nice, because it detracts from the feeling about Amos, and then it would have been totally irrelevant to us. Like, everyone admits, like, it's a nicer experience for us all to do it together. But what does the Rambam say? Why shouldn't you do it? We should Los Godu. The Rambam says you shouldn't keep sphere this and sphere that because of Los Godu. So, what's the problem with the Rambam? The Rambam paskin b'mfurash that Los Godu does apply to Minhagim. No one's going to say that Avelis and Spheres Homer is a din, right? That's clearly a Minhag. No one even knows exactly where the Minhag came from. It's not in the Gemara, right? We know it came during the time of the Gaonim. It was before all the Rishonim. But it's a Minhag Gaonim. So why is there Los Godu in Minhagim? Isn't that against our Gemara? To say there's Los Godu in Minhagim? What's pshat in the Rama? What's pshat in the Rama? So anyone? What's pshat in the Rama? How do you defend the Rama?
Like a Karanora.
You could defend the Rambam like the current Ora. That was only Reish Lakish talking in the Gemara. But we hold like Rav Yochanan. Okay, excellent. I'll tell you one thing that I don't understand B'chlal. And then I looked at a few Achronim and they also didn't understand, so I felt a little better. The Magen Avraham says, he says that, oh, that's different. Sphere's Omer, that's an Isser based on a Minhag. That's not just a Minhag. The Gemara just says it doesn't apply to Minhag. But Sphere's Omer is an Isser LP Minhag. This, I have a lot of trouble understanding exactly what he meant. How do you know what's just a Minhag and what's an Isser based on a Minhag? Like, all the Minhag are to ask or something, or at least the Minhag we're discussing here is to ask or something. So what exactly is the difference between a Minhag and an Isser LP Minhag is very, very, very unclear. Maybe we'll try to come back to it. What did most people say? Most people say, obviously, the Ramah holds that it does apply. What does he do with this line in the Gemara? This line. How many ways can the Ramah get out of this line in the Gemara? So Yoni put that to be like the current Ora. This line in the Gemara is only. I mean, I could give you a list of 20 ways of getting out of this line in the Gemara. At a certain point, it won't be interesting anymore. Only Aliba de Reish Lakish. And whoever passed by Reish Lakish. Or you could say, this line in the Gemara is only before we give a better answer. What better answer do we give in the end for why it's not Moses Godu for some people to work, some people not to work?
You can't tell that they're not working.
Ah, exactly. It's only before the chiluk of Haroa Omer, right? The next line is where they say, Malach is not Moses Godu because no one can tell. Maybe they just think they don't have any work. This is in the Havamina, right? This is always in the Shak Levatari, you give an answer. The question is, in the Shak Levatari, you give an answer, right? In the Maskon of the Gemara, you don't need the answer anymore. Why do we need the answer? We have to defend Makom Shenogu. The answer is, Minhag is okay. In the end, Makom Shenogu is much for a different reason. Because you can't tell that someone's not working because maybe they just don't have any work to do. So now you don't need the answer of Minhag anymore. So this is a classic It's not a machlokes we've shown him in terms of what to do in general. Every time you pick what's mistaber to you. Do you say if they weren't gave an answer and they didn't need it anymore? They weren't mafrich the answer. They gave an answer and then it wasn't necessary. So you say, well, if the answer is not necessary, it's retracted. You say, no, it's a true answer even when it's not necessary. What's that going to depend on? It's going to depend on your lumbus. If the answer made sense to you, then even if it's not necessary anymore, you're going to say, well, but it's still a good answer. If the answer didn't make sense to you, you're going to say, well, what's not necessary anymore? Come on, you think they're still going to give that crazy answer? Right? So basically, maybe you could say that's only according to Reish Lakish. But we pass like Rabbi Yochanan.
Or maybe because that's only before they said that it's mutter when you can't tell that someone's doing it. Now we know the reason malacha is mutter is because you can't tell someone's not doing malacha. You never saw people on vacation? How can you tell if someone's not doing malacha? Remember, it's Erev Pesach. I don't mean you're not allowed to turn the light on when you enter the room and such, and not drive your car in an obvious way. I mean you're not allowed to do real work, right? You're not allowed to do, like, work. So, you never saw a guy on vacation, like, lounging by the pool and sipping daiquiris and, reading, what do you read when you're lounging? Have you done biographies? Or... what other chiluk do we have in the end that'll make the Makom Shenogu Erev Pesach not a problem? On your daf yudalid? Or before the answer of Beis Makomos, right? In the end, what's Abai going to say? And different towns have no problem, let's just go to do. So in the end, we don't need this answer of Minhag. So in the end, we don't need this answer of Minhag. If in the end, we don't need this answer of Minhag, so, therefore, what's Pshat in the Ramah? Pshat in the Ramah is that, in the end, we don't need the answer of Minhag. What did the Ramah say? The Ramah said, it's ridiculous. You're going to matter agudas Minhagim? How could you matter agudas Minhagim? How could you matter agudas Minhagim? There's no way you can matter agudas Minhagim. In one line in the Gemara, they did. Obviously, we don't like that line in the Gemara. Obviously, that's only Reish Lakish line, is what the current Or would say. Or what the Magen Avraham says. Obviously, that's before we give an answer later on, that it's much because it's two places. But in the end, there's no heter of Minhag. The heter is for a different reason. But why would Rama say that? Obviously, he's coming from Nikudat Hanacha, that it's so obvious that Minhag is not a good heter. It's so obvious that those skodu applies to Minhagim, that even if there's a line in the Gemara that says it's okay, that must only be a havmin and be rejected later. Why would it be so obvious to the Ramah that losus godudu applies to minhagim? So I think you could say al pilundus that this is. Don't worry, I'm not going to leave it this way. Ramah says that obviously the iser applies to minhagim. And will somehow, you know, explain away one line on Daf Yud Gimel in the base. Yeah, there's so many explanations, like many explanations how you can get out of this line of the Gemara. I'm really Minhaga. That was only Reish Lakish. That was only before they had a better answer. Of course it applies to Minhagim. Why would the Ramah think of course it applies to Minhagim? So here maybe you could say, maybe the Ramah's coming from a Machlokas perspective. From a Chloker's perspective, you know what? People are going to argue about Minhagim just as much as they argue about Dinim. Maybe not just as much. Maybe in Dinim people argue a little more. But you don't think people argue about Minhagim? Ma'aseh b'chol yom people argue about Minhagim. As a matter of fact, prove to me from the Mishnah that people will argue about Minhagim. Prove to me from the Mishnah that Minhagim also have a chash machlokas.
That it tells us that Beis Shammathan didn't argue.
What? No, that was Din.
No, no.
Prove to me that even in Minhagim there's a chash machlokas. Who learned Shas Mishnayos when they were in elementary school? High school? Okay, you'll have to rely on college. Makam shenagu lasas malach erev Pesach osim. Makam shenagu lasas ein osim. Haholech makam shosim makam shenagu ein osim. Makam shenagu makam shosim. Right? Nosu of chumrei makam shah. Yatsu misham of chumrei makam shah. Hashan ve! The end of the first mission, the fourth parak of Tzachim. The al... Yishane Adam, Mipnei Machlokes, Torah Minhag. And it says, don't differ from the Minhag HaMakom, because it will lead to Machlokes. So the Ramah is saying, it's obvious that Minhagim will lead to Machlokes. Now, which Rishon would we hope would agree with Ramah then, if really it fit in with the Tzad HaLamdus of Machlokes? The Rambam. And some of the much later Achronim point out that... Here again, I apologize, I'm referring to the line of the Gemara later on, but I assume you know the Gemara on Bikiyas level. Tell me what the difference is between the line Rambam's quoting it and the way he quotes it. Amar Abaye, ki amrina losis godu go shnei bati din birachas halalu morin ki divrei shamay halalu morin ki divrei sayhelo. What's losis godu do? Two based ins in the same city, that one is morin beis hilo, one is morin beis shamay. Compare that to the way the Rambam quotes Abaye. Assuming he's quoted Abaye.
Shlo yushnei batidin b'irachas, then no way commit exev, then no way commit exev. What words did the Rambam change? He quoted shnei batidin b'irachas, right? He's obviously quoting our Gemara. What did he change? He changed morin to nohe. So the Achron point out, maybe the Rambam is the mucker for the Ramah. Again, you know, when someone says nohe, you can never prove what they mean. Some of them just mean nohe, that's what we practice. But when the Rambam changes morin to nohe, changes morin kedivrei to nohagin keminhag, it really sounds for the Rambam like he thinks Losis Godu even applies to Minhagim. And they add, I apologize, I did not put this on the Makoros, but in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the 45th Mitzvos Losase, the Rambam's Lashon is, okay, there's a bit of a slight differences in translation, I don't think it's make a difference. Azhar Michilik Dosi Ha'ir B'Minhagim. They shouldn't have different Minhagim. Okay, I think the Mishnah Torah is clearer, because he takes a line of the Gemara, Shnei Batim B'Rachas, and instead of continuing, Halalu Morin Kedivrizeh, Halalu Morin Kedivrizeh, says, well, no one can commit an exam, no one can commit an exam. If the Rambam is like the Ramah, then it works out beautifully. Lishitase. The Rambam says, Bishumach Lokes, and therefore maybe he's the mocker of the Ramah. He says it applies even to Menhagim. What do you mean? People argue about Menhagim every day. We see people argue about Menhagim. People take their Menhagim very seriously. People take Menhagim more seriously than Dinim even. And it can lead to significant arguments. Not everyone's so sophisticated to say, ah, oh, Menhag, you know. Okay, now, which Rishon would we expect to be? Take the Gemara, and the Gemara say it doesn't apply to Menhagim? That's just one half of me in the Shaka Vitarni. Which Rishon might we expect to be on the other side of the Chakira? Okay, Rashi, I don't have anything in. But if you look at the, can I put the, yeah, thank you. The Ritva says, and the Ritva's Lashon is so nice. He says, you know what? I know you don't have to accept this line of the Gemara anymore because you don't need it anymore. We needed this to answer up why you can have Makom Shenogu to do Melacha, not to Melacha. And then we have a better answer because you can't tell who's not doing Melacha and to their different cities. But says the Ritva, V'logar sin et Ella. Don't say Ella, we're retracting the line about Minhag. The Avgav da ha-tirutz da ha-shem etachshelon ha-filu reishon ha-sizim kol makom, tirutz ha mitarzim et Minhaga, lek lamer gudus, tirutz ha-revicha shapira hava. Even though we have a better answer now, the teretz that Minhag doesn't have ha-gudus ha-gudus is a tirutz ha-revicha shapira. Was a good answer. Even though we don't need it anymore, why retract it? Because we could use it for lots of other cases, like Sfiras HaOmer and saying the Ramah is wrong. So what did the Ritva say? The Ritva says beautifully, he says, I know that we don't need this Shita of Minag anymore. I know that in the end you don't need this answer anymore. But I'm keeping it anyway because it's Shapira Ravicha. It's a good answer. It's a good logic. The Ritva says, I know you don't need it anymore, but it's a good logic. Says the Ritva. Says it, it's misvara, makes sense, even though it's not mocher from the Gemara, because the Gemara just says that before they have other better answers. Yeah, the Gemara says, Reish Lakish says, why is you allowed to have mokum shenagu to do melacha not melacha? Ah, because it's only minhag. In the end, we have a better answer, because you can't tell who's not doing melacha. And then later on in Daf Yadal, we have an even better answer, because they're different places, in different bezdins. But it doesn't matter, he says. Don't say Ella, we retract it. Say, it's a good answer, we just don't need it anymore. But it's Shapira Ravicha. It's such a nice answer that we should still apply Halacha L'maisa in other places. Shrikha Leili Alma. So I think that it could be that, forget the Karen Or, not forget, but it is an alternative to Karen Or's Machlokes Amaran. Machlokes Rishonim in this line of Minhag. The Ritva liked this line so much that he admitted you don't have to pass in this Chiluk, but he said you should anyway because it's such a nice Svara. And the Rambam, the Ramah, rejected this chiluk because the Ritva is worried about Beis Toros. He says, look, it's not Beis Toros if it's just a matter of Minhag. Minhag isn't Beis Toros. Minhag is just what people are knowing on their own. That's not part of that. That's not the Torah of Hashem. And yeah, everyone has personal creativity in terms of what they want to do in their own business. But the Rambam and the Ramah, I'm claiming, they're worried about Machlokas. They say, you know what? People are going to argue about Minhagim as much as they're going to argue about Dinim, and therefore we must reject this line in the Gemara. And and say that Losis Godu applies to Minhagim also. Halacha l'maisa, the Ramah seems to pass, and a lot of Achronim accept that Losis Godu applies to
to Menhagim also.
sorry. Halacha l'maisa, the Rambam seems to accept that Losis Godu applies to Menhagim also. Oh, no one ever listened to him about... no one ever listened to him about Sefiras HaOmer. Is a maybe you could say that shows that we passing against the Ramah that we're not worried about it. But the Ramah, even in Menhagim, it is a significant problem. This came up in other places also. Discussion, especially with Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad. According to this Ramah, even though Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad is only a chiluk in Minhag not in Kedem, it's still a problem. Most of the
also depends on your definition of ear.
Correct, and then it also gets into the definition of ear and bezdin.
That's it. He was in his of the Mogen Avraham, right? Mm-hmm. That, discussing it, it's not quite clear, at least to me, when does a place have a minhag, or when does it tolerate minhagim when people come together to be there?
Okay.
It's not clear when, if and when there's a cutoff. So you can always say that this is a temporary situation. It's, they came from other places, and then you can eternalize the machlokes because it's people had their own minhagim.
Okay,
it was really happening in many cases. Everyone?
I do hear that. Yeah.
Everyone does accept the Rama. Everyone clearly says we should keep one minhag. Mine. No, I'm serious. That's what happened. That's the problem. Everyone holds it. It's just who do you take? You do
right,
mine,
so,
not yours.
Right. So one of the interesting things that we're going to get to tomorrow, Meretz Hashem, is next year, Meretz Hashem, is like, how are you actually supposed to resolve Lo Siskodu if everyone thinks they're right? But, you know, that's implicit in the subject, which is more explicit everywhere.
Different way to read Beishlagi, and one specifically chooses the example of Megillah. It's very different, I don't think it's shot at all, but the whole notion of that reading Megillah, everybody has something different that they do, everybody has different, but nobody seems to care about that. Maybe his whole point is that why do we have this Lo Siskodu deal, and why is that the principle we have? Instead of having this principle, the best way to avoid Machlokes is for everybody to be okay with what other people are doing and not fight about that. The best principle to avoid Machlokes is tolerance.
Yeah, his kasha wasn't on Megillah, his kasha was on Lo Siskodu.
How do you fit those together? In other words, why do we advocate people
Okay, that is a very, very, very good point. And I think we'll come back to it in a Bayin Rava. I'm going to have maybe... Again, I have slightly different things to say about Rava than most people do. Not because I have any brilliant chidushim, I certainly don't. Just because I don't understand what everyone else says. So next time, you'll have to tell me whether you're with me in not understanding what many people seem to say or not. But let's just mention briefly... what I want to do next time is come back to really in-depth going through the rest of the Shaklat Tariya, which has a lot of very, very important points, and maybe making brief reference to this Lumbus. But what I've hopefully demonstrated until now is that, we have two different ways of understanding Losis Godu. The Keren Or makes it into multifaceted Machlokas Avraham, which I threw something else into. It worked out very nicely as a Machlokas Rishonim centered on Minhag, just because the people happen to actually work out very, very, very nicely. The Achronim bring up a million other nafkuminis this Chakira. The problem is it's very hard to know if they are really mochach or not. A lot of people stick into a Bayin Rava. I have not seen a ton of success there, although, maybe I'll try based on totally different things to say about Rava when we come back to it. But I'll just... I'm not going to go through the Meshav Dover. That's, Shabbos reading if someone wants to see how he makes the nafkuminis. The Keren Ora we already discussed. I'll just throw out a few other nafkaminas from the Achronim, which may not be more or less mocher. The Meshav Dover wants to say that maybe Bitzina is a nafkamina. The Meshav Dover wants to say the nafkamina is Bitzina. If the Medrash Shtei Toros, then it might even apply Bitzina. His interesting question was, are you allowed to daven a different nusach of Silent Shmona Esrei? Right? So he says, look, if it's Shtei Torahs, even Bitzina, like you shouldn't have like different religions of the eyes of Hashem. Although that's a stretch, because it certainly doesn't look like.
Moshe says that you should.
Correct. Everyone says, even he admits in the end, because he has a complicated lumbus. But if it's a matter of Machlokas, then it doesn't apply Bitzina, because if no one notices what you're doing, how could it possibly lead to Machlokas? The Keren Or wants to say maybe one other interesting one, which maybe we'll come back to indirectly. He wants to say, what about if the Talmidei Chachamim do it, but don't teach it to the Hamonam? If they only the Bali Shita do it and they don't teach it, what about doing without teaching it to the Am?
So the Keret Ora wants to say another possible nafkamina. This does not tie into his Rabbi Yochanan Mish Lakish. He wants to say that if it's a matter of Shtei Toros, then even applies to the Chachamim themselves. Even the Chachamim themselves shouldn't have two Torahs amongst them. But if it's a matter of Machlokes, then it's only usur to teach the Rabban, because the Rabban will make it into Machlokes. They'll be Chachamim will say a sheet is a sheet, then just keep it to themselves. Okay, there's some other potential nafkaminas. I mean, there are other ones, but then they're much more speculative. But these are possible nafkaminas, which maybe we'll come back to touching upon these points. There's a very complex complex gemara to this chakira, but I think it's a very important chakira. Again, if you look more in the Achronim, there's a lot more nafkaminas on Lamdus, and you can see what you agree with, what you don't. So far, what we've done is try to just understand what Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are saying in the first few lines. See what Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are saying in the first few lines of Gemara. Analyze what Rabbi Yochanan's response to Rish Lakish is meant as, what's the issue of Minhag, and then tie that back into either the Rishonim or the Amoraim in this Chakira. And we'll pick up next time. We'll try to go through the rest of the Shaka V'Tarya through Rabbi and Rava and just understand the Shaka V'Tarya, understand what's going on with Megillah, and try and figure out how and if the Rambam passing like Abayi against Rava, which definitely breaks the... We still have a lot of this sheet we didn't get to, so I'm not going to send out a new sheet. Maybe what I will do is just send out add a few makoros and send out a new copy of this one. Seth.
I didn't see that first mitzvah that quoted about locusts go out, do those, and not.